Hello, I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I speak with Tracy? We're conducting the people survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So am I speaking with Tracy?
You are.
All right, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am.
Perfect. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
All right. So since you want to get a demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
63.
63. All right, perfect. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No.
All right, no worries. So regardless of how you may have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country
is very dissatisfied.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove. Strongly.
Would that be strongly? All right. Strongly disapprove. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Yeah, sadly, I do not approve.
All right. Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly. All right. Thinking about the issues in the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two choices. So it's reducing crime and gun violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, or climate change and protecting the environment?
To the border.
All right, so border security.
And so it was a toss-up between inflation and something else that you threw out in there. What was it?
Oh, yeah. It was fighting inflation and lowering costs.
Yeah, but then there was one that was near the border answer
The ones near the border are the one above it, it's growing the economy and creating jobs, and the one below it, it's protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
All right, so if you could choose two, it would be border security and protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, was there a crime one in there, though?
Yes, it was reducing crime and gun violence.
Oh, see, that's a mixed bag of tricks because gun violence is not being represented properly right now. Yeah, because they're not willing to face the reality that it's gangs who don't buy guns at the gun store.
Mm-hmm.
I do buy guns at the gun store, and I know that comment will be used against me. So I'm going to go back to Social Security.
All right.
Order
so and All right, perfect. So the next one is, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 0 means that you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you have very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and then a 50 is like you're neutral, like you're not particularly warm nor cold. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Joe Kent.
Neutral, 50.
50, all right. What about Joe Biden?
Give him the worst possible score you can give him.
So that would be a 0.
0, yep.
All right. What about Dave Ricker?
A neutral.
So also 50?
Yes.
All right. What about Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Oh, I had so much promise for her, but I'm going to go with a 10.
A 10, all right. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, my God, what a mess. That's really tough because he's out of control, but the other one's a total loser. So what do you do? I don't know. I guess I'm going to go with 60 on Donald.
60? All right. What about?
Mm-hmm. My life was better when he was in office, and there's no doubt about that.
All right. What about Bob Ferguson?
Oh, my God. Bob, zero.
Zero? All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
I mean, the ones in the National Congress or State of Washington Congress?
I would believe State of Washington Congress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Republicans there are ineffective, apparently, but I'm going to go ahead and give them a 40.
A 40, all right. And what about Democrats in Congress?
In the state of Washington, I'm going to have to say zero.
Zero, all right. So if you look at
what I want to do is take away my rental properties and jack up my gas price. So,
oh.
Yeah, nope. Not loving them
right.
at all.
Right. What about if the election for president were held today? Would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
Neither? All right. Well, if you have to maybe like lean towards one of them, would you want to lean Biden or lean Trump?
I would not lean towards either one of them. I would vote a third party. I cannot in any good consciousness vote for either.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Joe Kent. All right. Even though you're not supporting Marie Glusenkamp Perez, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024, November 2024? Would you say there's like a fair chance you might support Glusenkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all you might support her?
At this point, based on her legislation this year, I would... No chance.
No chance at all? All right. So next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 if you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it's an extremely important, like super extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is a small business owner.
It should be a 10, meaning right. that they should be that important to Congress, right? That's what I want.
A 10, it means that it's just like an extremely important attribute or quality that you think a member of Congress should have. Like it's just like it's like really important towards you.
Yep, I think so.
All right. What about a fighter for the middle class?
A fighter for the middle class?
Mm-hmm. A fighter for the middle class.
Yep, 10.
All right. A working mom who understands the needs of families.
Well, that was supposed to be Patty Murray, and that didn't work out very well. I would say, you know, give it a 7.
A 7, all right. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
What a joke of that one is. Because both sides are screaming that the other side's trying to steal the democracy. And it's like, if I hear that word one more time, I'm going to barf.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go for like a 2. Because that is just a red herring.
All right. What about someone who shares your values?
Yeah, if only.
10. 10, all right. And what about an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
10.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few short statements that people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see while it loads. Okay, I will be talking to you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez for Congress, and a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it's, like, not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress, and you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, in February of 2020, Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of her losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get to the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
Well, that's a tough one because I'm kind of involved on that. And I, first of all, don't believe that story. There are plenty of medical doctors who can and would produce that. I don't believe that Planned Parenthood was the only place that would give her an abortion, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And I personally have a problem with abortions after 15 weeks, unless it is for the health of the mother. But this story just seems a little shady to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I know that's an important issue, but again, I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I don't favor having an abortion right up to the time of birth. And right now in the state of Washington, I think that's, and I know in California, you can definitely do that. And I think that's wrong. I do think that's murder. So I'm kind of in a weird place and can't really answer that question succinctly.
All right. So you don't want to give it any rating? Like, you don't think it may be somewhat convincing, like with 5 or like a little less than that?
It was as much as I know about Planned Parenthood and everything, because, by the way, I used to be a clinic defense person. I used to be someone who walked people into the clinic because I know that they do, you know, protest outside. But the whole point about not being able to get it at a doctor's office and the only place that she could get it at Planned Parenthood, that just sounds super fishy to me. I'll give it a 4.
A 4? All right. Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Columbian stated, quote, "Such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Perez's sense of duty in her district rather than party."
Yeah, I guess I'm unaware of those moments when she might have voted against her party, because the state of Washington is putting me out of business, so I don't know. I'll give it a 4.
A 4, all right. And Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez shows up. She listens to her community and takes on concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand child care in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions for real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
So those are just all things I'm going to pay for and not get a benefit from. and I don't know. I don't believe she's voted against her party very often, and she's totally in favor of letting trans men who are fully men still hang out with little girls in the bathroom, and I do have a problem with that. And that seems very left-leaning to me. So I don't know. I guess I'll give her a 4 again.
A 4? All right. No worries.
I voted for her last time, but I've been very disappointed. Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people kind of like change their minds. It's totally okay if you didn't. But I just like kind of have to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
All right. So now I'm going to read you about some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about some candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see what loads. Joe Kent. All right. So others will hear statements about some other candidates, but for now, we will talk about Joe Kent. So you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you some serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means that it gives you some doubts, like not that many, and 0 means that it does not give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interests bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan which would benefit Wall Street, and he supports the deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
Yes, I'm not alarmed. You know that the Affordable Care Act has quadrupled the profits of the insurance companies, and I am now paying for two people $2,000 a month with a $7,000 deductible, and I generally roll about $5,000 in medical debt.
Oh.
So, yeah, I want that thing to go away. I can't believe everybody still says how great it is, and I just think that a lot of us self-employed people are on it, and all the rest of the people are believing the lie. So I'm all about getting rid of the ACA. Not so crazy about raising the retirement age, but something has to be done. Social Security is going to go broke in just a few years. So, yeah,
all right.
So I'm all for that.
So would you say you have kind of no doubts about this? Or would you
yep,
say you
no
have
doubt.
Some curious? No doubts. So would that be maybe a 0 then?
Yeah, give it a 2.
A 2? All right. And Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
Except when it comes to the COVID shot, right? Yeah. Yeah. That's the problem. Right? You can't have it both ways.
All right. So
yeah.
Would you have, like, kind of no doubts about this or some serious doubts?
I don't even think that's true, to be honest. I don't think that's his position. I think that's, a little bit of hyperbole and pearl clutching, but
mm-hmm.
We'll give him a 2.
A 2? All right. So that'll be a 2. Okay. So after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I'm still more likely to support him only because, apparently, that's the only other choice.
All right. Wait, did you say somewhat less likely? Or what? I didn't hear you good.
I am still going to be voting for Kent over Glusenkamp.
All right. No worries. So given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
I mean, maybe the abortion ban.
All right. Would it be the abortion ban? All right. Would that be because you don't, like, kind of agree with it, or because you do agree with it, or do you want to specify a little bit more?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not, I believe in abortion. I'm all for it, actually, but only up to 12 or 15 weeks. After that, I think it absolutely has to be a medical need. I think that especially after you've had a few kids, you understand how that works. I've had an abortion myself
mm-hmm.
before 12 weeks. It's not really a viable baby at that point, but you start getting into 15 to 20 weeks. 20 weeks is a viable baby these days. So the fact that people are killing those babies is just heartbreaking to me. So I'm a proponent for abortion, and I don't want it to go away, and I'm all about the morning after pill, but I am seriously not for late-term abortions at all.
All right.
I think that's horrific.
All right. Well, that was such a good answer. Thank you so much. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
that's an interesting question, too. Let me see. I guess maybe 14, but I have enough certificates and trade certificates to probably equal a master's or perhaps even approaching a PhD.
All right. Wow. Congratulations. So, are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not anymore.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Never, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a good day. Goodbye.
You too. Bye-bye.